Now, back to the Profit Express on 88.7 FM WRHU. Once again, here is your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. Thanks for listening, spending some time with me today. You can also follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. And of course, you can also go on Facebook and follow the Profit Express page there. And let us know what you thought about today's show. Guests you'd love to hear on the show. I'll work at getting them on for you. So now, in a little while, we're going to have in studio with me none other than Bill Corbett of Corbett PR, the LIPR guy. That's the Twitter handle, right? At LIPR guy, yep. And we're going to be talking about a topic. Obviously, a lot of business owners understand the importance of public relations and what it can do to, you know, to build and protect your brand and your company. But Bill's going to have a conversation with us today as far as what you should be looking for in a public relations professional as far as what they should be providing. So that's going to be, as always with Bill, a very interesting conversation. So now if you are just tuning in, we're talking about solar energy and the impact, not just, of course, on the economy, but more importantly here on Long Island. And to do that, I've invited in one of the leaders here on the island, and he's Michael Passantino. He's the director of Trinity Solar, and they're currently leading the league, if you will, in number of installations, which is great from a sales perspective, of course. And also, they've been in business on Long Island here for about 3.5 years, and they've grown their workforce to about 145 employees. So again, Michael, thanks for sharing some time with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And I mean, you think about it, for any business, 3.5 years is a, you know, you're still in those infant stages, you know.
Agreed.
Really. You know, so that kind of success is terrific. Now, tariffs, we've obviously been hearing just in general, you know, Trump is going to be, you know, with the trade war and the trade deficit, so he's imposing tariffs. Now, according to some analysis by Green Tech Media Research, the tariffs on imported solar cells and modules set forth by the Trump administration, they are projecting are going to result in an 11% decrease in the U.S. solar installations market over the next 5 years. So they go on to say that this represents a reduction of 7.6 gigawatts of installed capacity between 2018 and 2022. And those are their forecasts based on those tariffs. What are you, again, we're trying to predict, obviously.
Right.
What impact do you think it'll have? You know, let's start with the Long Island market. What are you thinking?
So, I mean, you know, Trinity was poised knowing that this tariff was going to come in. Right. Mm-hmm. And you just have to prepare for it as a large scale company when you have that many employees.
Right.
We prepared for it. And so through our buying power, obviously through strategic alliances, mm-hmm. we were able to absorb a decent amount of that impact.
Okay.
But we didn't have to pass it on to our customers. However, the local impact that I see it's going to make is a lot of these smaller companies, like we call the mom and pops that get started out, they're going to have a difficult time with it because ultimately they don't have the buying power that we have. And so it's a consolidation of the market is what happens.
So those guys that have a van and a couple of people, they may get swallowed up.
Unfortunately, kind of like, you know, back in the day when a big box retailer came in and kind of, you know, the small hardware stores fell into that Home Depot, Lowe's things,
yeah.
Right? And so, you know, some of the Ace Hardwares, they stuck it out and some of those guys, but the really smaller mom and pop guys that just can't afford to absorb that because they have to pass on most of that, you know, that cost onto
right.
the customer.
Right.
Where Trinity, we were able to absorb probably about 60% of that tariff within ourselves, where we didn't have to pass that cost on.
Okay. So now, you know, you've obviously established yourself well in Long Island. Now we're just talking from a business and marketing perspective, more in general, even beyond just solar. Trinity itself, which is based in New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Started in 94. Okay. So they've been doing their thing. You have the footprint here in Long Island. How have you created, you know, the brand and gotten the word out locally here?
So Trinity was never big on branding, right? So when they started in Jersey, they put all of their marketing and branding into New Jersey. And so when you have they're rolling 120 trucks a day, the governor says, I see your trucks on the road all the time.
Right.
As they
There's
open
your
in,
branding. Yeah,
as your branding. Yeah. You know, so when you open in other markets, I had a difficult time teaching them that, hey, Long Island is its own entity. It's a completely different market than any market you've ever been in.
We're cut off in a lot of ways.
We just are. And just people don't understand there's a different way of doing business here on Long Island. And so explaining that to corporate, they finally caught on. And for me, I was fortunate enough, two of my friends, close friends, started a charity called PinkTie.org here on Long Island. And it's a 100% pass-through networking organization with a charitable arm to it. And so the three tenancies of Pink Tie is 100% of the money that we raise goes directly back to the charity. So there's no administrative fees, no overhead costs associated whatsoever. Where we raise the money, we keep the money. So if we raise it on Long Island, it goes to a Long Island charity. If we raise it in Queens, it goes to a Queens charity. And we grow our businesses through charity, and we don't apologize for it. And so that's how Trinity has grown. The success of Trinity on Long Island is predominantly due to Pink Tie. And right. so we've grown that organization to...
And you're one of the founding members, or...
Yeah, Mike Cave founded it. Okay. He had him and Rich Cave, his brother Rich, friends of mine for 20 years now. Right. And their aunt has passed away from breast cancer in 2011, leaving five of their cousins behind without a mom. And so Mike took that to heart and said, look, you know, we do a lot of networking, and we're going to, you know, let's do something ourselves.
Sure.
And he started this concept, Pink Tie. They're in the real estate business. They own a title insurance company. And so... obviously, pink synonymous with breast cancer. It's right. disproportionate to anywhere else in the world here on Long Island.
Yep.
And ties are synonymous with business. And that's where the concept came from. It grew into what we call Pink Tie 1000.
I'm seeing a ton of the events, which is great. So you guys were doing a great job branding that, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the companies that participate in that Pink Tie, they benefit from that branding. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we convince companies to utilize a portion of their marketing dollars towards Pink Tie and allow us to brand your company and ambassador you here on Long Island.
Right.
And we build relationships in that manner. And I would say a good 60 to 70% of Trinity's business and growth within our company of employees has come directly from Pink Tie.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
wow.
You know, the mission started out as, hey, we're going to have a big party and whatever money we raise, we're going to do a lot of networking and we're going to give it to, at that time, I think it was FACT Foundation, Find a Cure Today for Breast Cancer. Mm-hmm. And after the first one, we were like, wow, that's a lot of work. We're not going to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
People started calling us up saying, hey, man, are you guys doing this next year? We did a ton of business at this event.
Right.
And that was our main accomplishment is, okay, how do we get local Long Island business together for a charity?
Right.
But they need to come away with something.
Sure.
And today, I mean, it's grown to last year, our event, you know, we had Creed, Scott Stapp played for us.
Nice.
At the Crest Hall. We packed 2,000 people inside because it rained. But we've had, the year before, we've had as much as 3,000 people show up for this event.
Nice.
And we keep it, you know, we keep the rates reasonable. It's $150 for a ticket. So anybody in business on Long Island could afford to come to an event and meet some of the top CEOs and speak to them and learn about business and do business here on Long Island in a very costly manner.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, all charities know getting corporate behind them is a huge advantage. And, you know, what's one of the incentives for corporate? Obviously, like, hey, let help me grow my business. And then you can get businesses' attention pretty quickly with great events like that. Is it just primarily breast cancer that it supports? Is it other charities?
We like to keep it. It started off that way.
Right.
But as the industry grew, we realized it grew. So Pink Tie is basically attorneys, real estate agents, brokers, mortgage brokers, banks. Right. And so anybody in business wants to be with a real estate agent, whether you're a plumber, you're an electrician, you're
a lot of offshoots.
A builder. Yeah, of course. And so to get in front of that type of clientele, that's where it's all driven from. And so for us, you know, with Pink Tie and how we grow our business, it's always about the go-giver movement.
Right.
You always hear people say, oh, that guy's a real go-getter. Mm. We're the opposite. We're go-givers. Mm-hmm. We want to give first and receive second. And I think the biggest thing that charities call us up and like, we don't understand. How did you guys grow this thing in 5 years to raising, you know, $500,000-$700,000 in a night and getting 3,000 people to support you? And what it really comes from is a give back program. And so I went to the owners of Trinity when I first started this and said, look, this is my charity. This is what we're building. I want to know, can we develop a give back program?
You wanted them to get behind it, obviously.
Absolutely. And without a doubt, unquestionably, they said, okay, we're going to give back 3 cents a watt for every watt of solar energy we sell here on Long Island.
I like the tie-in,
So it doesn't sound like a lot.
No, hey.
But in 2017, it turned out to be $250,000. That's how many installs that we do on a monthly basis. And so now we had to cap it.
Right.
So the owner said, hey, you did a great job. We're going to cap it at $250,000 a year.
That's awesome, yeah.
Let's start the stewardship program. You just said to me, how do we reach the public?
Yeah.
So being a faith-based organization, we started what was called the Trinity Solar Stewardship Program. Mm-hmm. And so if you belong to Pink Tie 1000 and you're a charity and you participate with us, you qualify for this program. Mm-hmm. If you're a homeowner and you take an appointment with Trinity Solar and you present an electric bill, we'll donate $100 to the charity of your choice.
So you can go beyond, of course, the events now since it's stewardship as well.
Exactly.
Right.
If you buy it from us, we'll give you $1,000.
Sure, why not?
Now all of a sudden the charities are coming to the table because these are financial resources that they need.
Look at Subaru does that.
Exactly right. Same principle.
Buy
a car, we'll give back to this charity. And we've just taken it on a local level.
Yeah.
And we've grown it bigger.
Awesome. This is the Profit Express. We're discussing solar, its impact on Long Island. And, you know, where it's headed, of course, we're just discussing the tariffs, of course, from the Trump administration. And in studio, we have Michael Pasentino, who's the director of Trinity Solar, which is the leader of installations here in Long Island. Now, let's get to the workforce. I've mentioned the number a couple of times.
Yep.
I'm fortunate in the show. I've had lots of business owners locally all around. And, you know, to have 145 employees in 3.5 years. I mean, honestly, that rate is a tremendous rate. So it's not easy. So even if you have the resources and we need the bodies, we got to hire them, we can afford to hire them, which is great. But then managing them, finding them, you know, there's a brain drain on Long Island. Okay. It's not easy, as you well
agreed.
Know. So number one, how do you find the talent that you're looking for? Let me start with that.
So we start off like everybody else. We get on Indeed and we start looking for, you know, ways to bring people in and friends and family and get on the phone and can anybody recommend people? And you go to the colleges and you go to the workforce places and you attend
these
job fair creations. But the key to it is building a core team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did.
Right.
Once we built our core team of people that understood our concept and what we were looking to build, then it never became about me. It's always about them. And they started reaching out. And then, you know, the younger force that came in, they're really energetic. And we gave them opportunities and said, hey, if you know somebody that's got character and integrity and wants a career in solar, give them a call. And then our own workforce started going out to their people and started recruiting.
So I see networking being a huge part of this.
Always.
You know, and internal.
Then, and then at every Pink Tie meeting, every email, we would put out, hey, Trinity Solar is hiring. And we'd run people through the company. And we just started growing it organically through that way. And I would say probably out of the 145 people that we have, I would say a good 70 of them are know each other from somewhere, somehow brought them into the company. We don't have a lot of turnover at Trinity Solar. When people come in, they see the opportunity that the company provides them, and they stay with us. They understand what we're trying to grow here on the island.
So now you have a portion of your workforce is of the millennial generation. I've done a lot of shows talking about, I mean, typical workforces could have four generations.
Yep.
A lot of different things going on. And books have been written on, you know, millennials. And those poor kids get a bad
rap. They're getting a bad rap.
They get a bad rap. But I could also, because I have a niece who is in the environmental industry, if you will. She's down in Georgia. She was here. She left. The whole brain drain, right?
Yep.
She's a millennial. How do you address that portion of your workforce? How do you tap into that? Because I would think, this is me talking out loud, millennials would be more inclined to embrace environment.
So they do embrace environment, you know, and they want to be part of, they want to make an impact, whatever that means. And they
want
different things within their workforce that is not common to the practicality that you and I grew up with, or the generation, our parents' generation grew up with, right? Get up every morning, work hard, do due diligence. Today, you know, the millennials do get a bad rap, a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit of sense of entitlement. However, you do your research, you read your books, they're really smart, and they want to work in a smarter fashion, right? And so people talk about our generation, well, I'm a grinder, you grind it out. They're not that way.
Yeah.
But it really comes down to communication with them. You just need to sit and you need to communicate with them, let them know that they're part of something bigger than just themselves.
Right.
Once they get on that concept and they see the teamwork involved, everything that we do at Trinity is not individually based. It's all about the team. You know, I have a bunch of people that work for me. They're responsive. They'll work late. They'll work extra hours. Mm-hmm. They'll donate community time. And the millennials get on board with that. And so really what
they
do is,
they want to feel like they're a part of something, not just working at a company.
And that's where Pink Tie comes in, because every year we foot the bill for every one of our employees on Long Island to come to the event, because while I'm the face of Trinity Solar, it's due to all of their hard work and effort on a daily basis that puts the checks in the pockets, because ultimately they're working. So when they come to Pink Tie and they see the direct impact that they make to the families here and the benefits that they do, it makes them feel that they're part of something bigger than just coming to work every day and doing something. They know the company that they're working for is doing right by local Long Islanders, and that makes them feel good.
So you're 3.5 years into it. You did your due diligence. You had a courtship, if you will, at 2 years with them.
And so this courtship was great. They're Giant fans at Trinity. And even though
What are you?
I'm a Giant fan. And so they did really well, and they had a skybox for 4 years, and I went to every single Giant game. It was amazing. So that kind of pulled the strings a little.
Maybe elongated that courtship.
Exactly. And my wife was a Giant fan. She goes, "We do this next year?" I said, "Absolutely."
There you go. I like it. 3.5 years in, I don't always ask this question, but I'm just getting, what the hell is this?
Fire away.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
It's the hot seat question. What would be, again, you're still early into it, what would be a do-over?
What would be a do-over in the 3.5 years?
Yeah, so far.
I think I would have worked. So my premise was to always build operations first. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't even have signs on my door to tell anybody we were here. and honestly, the owners were like, well, I don't understand. I'm like, it doesn't really matter what we do out there.
Right.
You know, the sales will come in if the operations are quality.
Right.
And so we got to make sure that we were able to install it the right way. One thing about Trinity Solar is we never, ever leave a customer behind.
Right.
You know, we're the only company in business long enough to actually warranty a 25-year warranty. And so that was one of the things that I said to them. I said, hey, look, you know, regardless of business, you guys leave. They're never going to know Tommy and Billy from Trinity Solar. You know, Mike Passantino brought all of these people to Long Island. And, you know, and now you're gone.
Right.
And so for us, it's more, you know, direct community-based relationship is where we're looking to move this company.
So you focus too much on operations in the beginning?
Yeah, I would have put a little bit more time into sales.
Right.
But, you know, we had the fortunate that now that the operations has grown,
right,
the sales are coming right up behind it.
It can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got the capacity.
That's my point. Okay. So what's the sense if you send out, you know, 30 people in your sales force to go out there and start educating the public on solar, and now they go it, and I don't have enough people to put them up on the roof.
We
kind of went the opposite way. We said, okay, let's build this. And we're fortunate that we were able to do it that way because we had Trinity behind us in our slow periods to, you know, to help to carry us over and build it. So that was one of the good sustainable parts about Trinity Solar here on Long Island, is we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But to do it over again, I probably would have added sales in a year earlier.
Incorporate it a little more balanced. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that's not bad. So we got to give me an update. You got to come back. So I want
to
see how this goes. I think it's gonna be a very interesting local Long Island success story. It obviously has a strong tie to Long Island.
Yes, sir.
Which is great for the Profit Express to hear. Real quick, people getting in touch with you, learning more about the company, what's the website?
Trinity-solar.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our local offices are right here in Ronkonkoma.
Okay.
I'm going to take a quick cheap plug for Pink Tie. June 11th is our sixth annual event at the Carlton in Eisenhower Park.
Great venue, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate it. Log online to pinktie.org, purchase your tickets online. We'd love to see everybody there. All the money that we donate, that we raise, goes directly back to, this year we're supporting Stony Brook Children's Cancer Facility, their new hospital. So we're excited about it.
I don't think I have to wish you much success, but I'll wish you anyhow.
Thank you.
Great job.
I appreciate
thanks for coming on board.